We are your hometown station, WWER Colonial Beach, and streaming worldwide at WWER.org.
Welcome to The Perfect Hour. This is Donna Perner coming to you from down in the basement on National Radio Day, Sunday, August 20th, 2023. The theme for the year is Radio and Peace, which highlights the role of radio in encouraging peace and avoiding conflict. Let's get started. My first selection is Stay Up Late by the Talking Heads. This goes out to my daughter Erin, who recently had a baby daughter, a little plaything, cute as a button, with a big smile on her face. At 8 months, Violet is half the size of a 9-year-old. We lovingly call her a big girl. Why not wake her up? I want to make her stay up all night. Here I go. Thanks for tuning in to The Perfect Hour, where music is chosen by WWER listeners. Send your list of approximately 15 songs to info@wwer.org. Song number 2 and 3 are also going out to Erin as well as her husband Paul. Isn't She Lovely from Stevie Wonder is from his 1976 album, Songs in the Key of Life. The lyrics celebrate the birth of Stevie's first child, a daughter. At the beginning of the song is the recording of his baby's first cries as she enters the world. And near the conclusion is audio of her playing in the tub. So listen closely. I Saw God Today, a song of reflection, is by George Strait. George said, "Sometimes we take a lot of things for granted, especially anybody that's had a child. When they first see that child, if they're in the delivery room or not, it truly is a miracle. And if you just realize that all of these things that God has given us, sometimes you take for granted. But if you just step back and take a good look around, you'll see what beauty we have around us in the things that He has created for us."
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know He's here, but I don't often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky. Lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. Church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Song 4 is To Rolling Stone by Robin Trower. Robin Trower is an English rock guitarist and songwriter who reached success with the band Procol Harum, and then again as the band leader of his own power trio known as the Robin Trower Band. For those who may not know, a power trio is exactly what it sounds like, a three-person band that gives you all of the instrumentation required for playing music, a lead, a percussion, a rhythm, and a vocal. Other examples of power trios you may have heard me play are Emerson, Lake & Palmer, ZZ Top, and the Jimi Hendrix Experience. You have not heard me play song number 5, but you did hear it on the last Perfect Hour, Foot Stomping Music by Grand Funk Railroad, which follows To Rolling Stone. This band, formed in 1969, reached peak popularity and success in the 1970s. Mark Farner, lead vocalist and guitarist for the band, reminds me of a modern-day David Lee Roth. Quite the long-haired, energetic, shirtless frontman, Mark knew how to work a crowd right there out in front, the unquestioned focal point of the band.
We'll be right back. Support for WWER comes from Hawthorne Mercantile, stocked with home decor, gifting, and entertaining items, both whimsical and practical. Nautical and classical items, teas, and amber raw and infused local honey from Whitestone, Virginia. A little boho, a little farmhouse, and of course, coastal. Located at 116 Hawthorne Street, details about Hawthorne Mercantile can be found on facebook.com/Hawthorne Mercantile. Now open Thursday through Sunday.
Help support your hometown station, WWER, by becoming a Watts member. Your ongoing donation, in whatever amount you choose, helps us pay the bills to stay on the air. Watts members give us the power to serve Colonial Beach. All Watts members receive a bumper sticker for your car or golf cart, and it's tax deductible. Go to wwer.org/membership to sign up.
Today's programming on WWER is made possible in part by a generous donation from Mary Washington Healthcare, now with a new location on Plank Road to better serve you. Mary Washington Urgent Care provides care for minor illnesses and injuries that don't require ER visits. Learn more at urgent.mwhc.com. Mary Washington Healthcare, here for you.
From Footstomp into Jungles, I drew straws when it came to my sixth selection, Run Through the Jungle by Creedence Clearwater Revival, or Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. Both great songs. Guns N' Roses won, probably due to his frontman, Axl Rose, and guitarist Slash. Welcome to the Jungle, from their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, rocks. This song was about Los Angeles, but the music video was shot in New York. According to Axl, the inspiration for the lyrics came from an encounter he and a friend had with a homeless man while they were coming out of a bus. Trying to put a scare into them, the man yelled, "You know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die." I had one of these experiences leaving Nats Park on a metro train. In these times, and on National Radio Day, we could all use a dose of peace and understanding.
We'll be right back.
As you enjoy My Perfect Hour, I'd like you to consider supporting the station. Visit WWER.org for more information. Song number 7 is On the Border by the Eagles. From the band's third studio album, On the Border is a more rock-oriented sound instead of the country rock feel of the first two albums. According to Wikipedia, the track was inspired by the Watergate scandal and fears of the government overstepping its bounds and infringing on people's privacy. Barely audible at the end of the song, Glenn Frey can be heard whispering, "Say goodnight, Dick," a line made famous by Dan Rowan of Rowan and Martin, but in this case referring to Richard Nixon's resignation. I love the clapping in this song. Has led me to Linda Ronstadt and You're No Good. Linda's early family life was jam-packed with music and tradition, which influenced the stylistic and musical choices she later made in her career. Growing up, she listened to many types of music: rock and roll, rhythm and blues, gospel, opera, country, choral, and mariachi, which was sung by her entire family and a staple in her childhood. You're No Good is followed by a country tune from Linda, The Only Mama That'll Walk the Line, which makes me laugh.
Oh! married, everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on.
Song 10 comes from a group of Detroit area musicians. Let me introduce you to Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band playing Fire Down Below. said, streetwalkers come and go. Only one thing in common, they got the fire down below. I suppose all of us have a fire down below, a desire we're trying to satisfy with something. Song 11 is Perfect Imperfection by Little Feat. As you may know, Little Feat is one of my favorite bands. They write and play happy and sad songs extremely well. Unfortunately, Lal George, founder of the band, led an overindulgent lifestyle and died in 1979. Besides being a singer and multi-instrumentalist, George was also a producer and produced the Grateful Dead's 1978 album Shakedown Street. We'll end with a song from that album, Good Loving, which features the late Lal George on vocals.
Standing on the corner, watching love walk right out the door. She thought that love was like a shiny diamond, blinded by the light. She did not see the flaw. Now she's lonely, standing there for hours, wishing he would change his mind. Caught in that paradox of feelings, wondering why the hurt when it used to feel so fine. Love you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes sad. Whenever love comes your direction, don't you hide away, don't you hide. You know that there's no reason for you to be alone. Sidewalk stretching out beneath my feet. Wish I could walk, walk right up to her and tell her what I know of love. What I know ain't always so sweet. Love is a perfect imperfection. Sometimes a happy. Love is a perfect imperfection. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes sad. Whenever love comes your direction, don't you hide away. Don't you hide, don't you hide. Don't.
As you enjoy my perfect hour, I'd like you to consider supporting the station. Visit WWER.org for more information.
She said, yeah.
Hour on WWER 88.1 in Colonial Beach, Virginia. I hope you enjoyed it. Goodbye for now.
Thank you.
That's there, there, to here.
We are your hometown station, WWER Colonial Beach, and streaming worldwide at WWER.org.